I do not own the rights to this music. Hey everybody. Facebook and my Instagram family. Hey everybody. Hey Beauty with the Gap. I'm glad everybody is on here early. For all my Instagram and Facebook people, y'all are really going to love and enjoy this show tonight. I am super excited about having it on live today. I'm going to probably do this twice because the podcast is about to start in a few minutes. So I'm just giving you my Facebook and my Instagram family a little preview of what's going on. Oh, I forgot some notes.
Your show now, press 1. To hear important instructions, press 2.
Hey, hey, y'all ready?
To start your show.
Your show is scheduled to start in 1 minute, 19 seconds.
Hi, Facebook and Instagram friends. Before this blog talk starts, I just wanted to get...
1 minute until showtime.
Hey, I just wanted to get on here and let you guys know that tonight's episode is epic for you guys, especially if you have an online business or want to start an online business, or you need to revamp your business to become online. You had a storefront and now you need to start an online business. Like, I need y'all to listen to this show tonight, okay? So stay tuned. And plus, I have a gift for everybody. Y'all, please share this video, like it, share it with all your friends. The person who shares it the most, this video, I'm giving away a free website. I'll sit down and help you build your website. So I need y'all to share. I need to get people on my lives. I need to get people on my Facebook platform. You can listen to me on Blog Talk. So share it, like it, repost it, and let's get going. All right, guys, this is I Am Unique Right. This is the I Am Unique Right podcast, your DIY business coach. We're here in Studio U listening to this awesome, or recording this awesome podcast for tonight. Tonight, we are going to talk about, what do you need to build your business online? What do you need to have to build your business online? What do you need to establish to make sure that you have your business leveled out really well online? These are the things that you need. If you don't know anything about building a business online, this is like your first go-to video. I'm not going to, be honest with you, I'm not going to get into like details of what you need. This is going to be a synopsis, and then after this we'll do other videos. If y'all want one-on-one consultations with me, we can schedule those. Just DM me if you want to, but please like, share, and repost this. Do a watch party and show everybody in your audience, anybody who is about business, show them this video, okay? The cool part is we're going to have Carlton Wilburn on later on at 9:40. At 9:40, we're going to have him on. He is he used to be the lead dancer for Madonna. He has a couple books out there now. He's a motivational speaker. He's a really phenomenal guy. So make sure y'all stay tuned. It's at the end of the show, so y'all can go in there now. I'm going to be going through this at a pretty good pace so y'all can keep up with me. But if y'all want to call in, y'all can call in 563-993-5562. If y'all would like to call in to ask me any questions We're probably going to hold them until probably like 9:30. So if y'all want to call in around that time to answer any questions, I am here. All right. So, when you are building an online business, okay, the first thing you need to have is a niche, okay? Everybody's like, so what is a niche? Everybody always says this niche word, right? A niche is something that you're honed into. It's your product. It is a targeted audience that likes a targeted item, all right? So, like, I have my I Am Unique Right shirts. We have people that sell handbags. These are little key things. You have people who sell high-end candles. We're going to be high-end candles, okay? Water bottles, drinking water bottles, you know. Mask. Can y'all see these mask hats? You know, so those are things. So my niche client for the products that I have is accessories and lifestyle, okay? So everything that I sell pretty much is kind of about accessories and lifestyle and business, you know, little funny things you can stay on the shirt. Nothing too fancy, nothing everyday wear, just stuff you can just throw on and keep it moving. So those are things that I sell. Like when I bought this picture online, right? People, their niche is motivational pictures. Money, grit, talent, stuff that says motivational things. So it's like that is the biggest thing about finding your niche. It can be, you could talk about clothing, you can be cats, if you love cats, beauty, makeup, fashion, whatever, hair products, whatever your niche is, you need to have that as your product or have that as your inspiration. Now, the thing is when you are building this business, you have to make sure that these products are things that you love and that you like. Because worst comes to worst, if you're stuck with this inventory, it's going to be stuff that you can re-gift or you like it or, you know, things like that that you'll wear yourself. Like, make sure it's items that you really, really care about. One, because you'll be willing to do the research, more research about it. Two, you will have used these products and items in your own lifestyle, in your own business, so then you can sell it. Like this little wallet right here, I have one. I rock it. I wear it. I have it. I put it on my arm. I float around with it. You know what I mean? For my Instagram and Facebook people, they can see it. So it's cool, double-sided. You know what I mean? So these are items that I use. My water bottles. I use these. I walk around with my water, my tea, my coffee in them. So people can see me. I use them so I know how they're being used. You know, the candles that I'll be selling soon. Wait online for BeUnique.com. The candles, high-end 72-hour candles. They will... Uh-oh. Hold on, guys. Okay. I'm not sure. So they will be online as well. Let me see. I have a caller on here. Let me see. Is that? No? All right. I'm going to quickly. They fell off. Okay. So I had a caller. But it was a little too early for him to come in. But if you are on listening to me, you can call back. Be happy to call back a little bit later when I kind of get into this. So finding your niche, finding that product that you want to sell is what you need to really focus on. Finding something that you love. If you're in the hair industry, the beauty industry, and you make your own wigs, you make your own hairline, you make your own lip gloss, you make your own whatever, you can make your own candles. You don't have to buy candles from other people. You can make your own if that's what you do, your soaps. You know, I have a cousin who does soap snob. She makes her own soaps. You know, she went to school for chemical, whatever that is, biochemistry. And she learned how to make stuff and knows how it formulates. You don't have to have that much education, but still, if you have a passion and you know how to create and make stuff, make it and sell it, you know, in trials and errors. So that is kind of how you make your You find your niche. You just find something that you're passionate about and that you love, and you use it and you sell it to people who will be willing to buy it. Okay? Now, the next thing is about picking your audience. All right? Who is going to buy your product? Not everybody is going to buy my sparkly leopard skin bag. Not everybody's going to buy the water bottle. Not people miss. Don't even like water. Don't drink hot stuff. They may not even like this. Nope. Not everybody's going to buy. I'm retailing these candles at $55. Not everybody is going to buy a $55 candle. I understand that. But when I am marketing myself, when I'm marketing my products, I do my advertisement to go towards the audience that I want to buy this. So this candle is $50 per candle, right? Long 72-hour soy-based, organic-based candle, high-end luxury candle, right? I have a 1,800 square foot apartment, and it smells up my whole apartment burning one of these candles. Most candles don't even leave the kitchen. So, with that being said, these are very nice burning candles. What is that? So, since these are great candles, since these are great candles, then, hold on. Hold on 1 second, I hope I'm recording. Since these are great candles, I'm sorry guys, technical issues. Since these are great candles, I'm selling them for those prices. Hey baby, I just want to see you too, hey. I sell them at these prices. So I target people with a higher income base to purchase the candles. So these candles would not be for a teenager. Now a teenager could buy them, no, never know. But my market, who I'm targeting to, is probably like from 30 to 65, making 80 to 90,000 household income, who likes to relax, who likes to be around fancy stuff, who likes a spa, who likes high-end experiences. That's who I will market this candle to. Now, when I'm doing the marketing on my targeted ads, which we'll get into a little bit later, that will be marketed. Now, I can sell this all on the same platform because, hey, I don't know, they may even like my t-shirts that I have on it. Or that same person, the high-end person, may like my little coin bag that, you know, that they can wear on their wrist if they want to walk out. They may have their Louis, they may have their Versace, whatever. But they may want something very simple just to take, you know, out. So everything, you market to those clients to pull in that client base that will buy what you have at that price point. So how you find your target audience is, one, what your item is. Number two, how you're going to price it. So that people sell candles for $10. Those are different clients than the people who will be buying my candles. You know what I mean? So it's kind of like some people's hair products are $5. Some people's hair products are $50 per product. So it all depends on who your target market is, who you want to buy your products, and how do you want it to be put out there? Who do you want to be wearing your stuff? Who do you want to be rocking your wigs, rocking your shirts? Who do you want to have that on? Because all of that changes. All of that changes based upon how you market and how you select your target market. You know what I mean? So that is kind of how you select your market, by your items, the quality of your items, the price point of your items. Because if I sell the same candle for $5, I'll have a whole different market of people who I'm targeting to. You know what I mean? Because then I can lower my age range, lower any like homeowners, new homeowners, you know, I could do that, and they'll be more willing to purchase my products. So it's kind of like how you want to market it and who you want your target range to be. If you are selling products for cats and dogs, right? Animals, right? So now I don't have an animal. I'm not an animal lover. You know, I don't have a pet. So since I don't have a pet, you trying to push it on me is like, why would I want a cat scratchy ball? You know what I mean? Why would I want this little squeaky toy to go, I don't have cats. So then you find those clients who are targeting people who like cats and dogs or animals. You know, maybe somebody who even likes animals might just purchase it because they know they're about to get one. Or they know somebody who does like animals. Or they just like wearing stuff with little dogs on it. You know what I mean? So you never know. You have to target those people who like those kind of things. Okay? Then we get into, after you find your niche and you figure out who you want to target, now we're getting into your products, okay? And maybe we could do it either way. Find your product and then figure out who your niche is. Okay, so finding what products to sell. Like, so you can make homemade products. You could do stuff that you make at home, stuff that you design yourself. You could outsource products. Find wholesales, use like Alibaba, do some of this little customized. Like, say for instance, this water bottle right here. I have to buy it in bulk, and I have it custom made with my logo on it, so that it can be a custom, and it's from a wholesale manufacturer. And I buy a bunch of them, and I promote them, and I sell them, okay? If you're a person who doesn't want the inventory in your house, don't have space for inventory, don't have time for inventory, then you may want to do something like a wholesaling. Drop shipping. You may want to do drop shipping. So drop shipping is when you actually find a company that has products that will, they're not going to put your name on the product, but they may put the name on the packaging, your business name on the packaging, so that it can be drop shipped out, or it may not even have your name on your product. You just find something that you like. So say I found a drop shipping company that sells these. First thing I'll do is order a couple of them just to make sure they're the quality that I want for my clientele and my clients at the price point that I want to sell it to. Then I can do a photo shoot with them. And then the next part is once I put them on the website, then it automatically ships out to that client saying it's from Be Unique Salons or whatever your product salon is or product name is, your brand name is, whatever that is, then that will be where you'll find where your product will be on it. So it'll just pop up at their house. It's already done. You ask them, follow up with them, make sure they got the product in a timely manner, and go from there. So those are that's like drop shipping you could find. Then there's affiliate programs, people who already have products, even multi-level marketing products. If you love a product that's out there, they got Herbalife, they got ISO wraps, they got Levels, they have prepaid legal, whatever that product may be on your affiliate marketing or your multi-level marketing, all of this works. Everything has a niche clientele. If anybody says that you can sell it to anybody, but you need to hone in on a focus on a person that likes what you like and like what you can, or somebody who you can inspire to like what you're selling. So like if I'm selling this and I'm selling it online and I'm doing a commercial, like my commercial would be, oh my gosh, you need a quick wallet to take into the club. You don't want to carry a big bag. You need to carry my unique bag, my unique two-sided sparkling bag. It's big enough to hold your change in, your wallet, and even your cell phone. Now you can put your cell phone in here. And then look at this. It has a cute, fancy, you need an accessory for tonight. Now your wallet is your bracelet. Isn't that awesome? And then you don't lose it. You don't leave it nowhere because now you got it on your arm and you're dangling like this. Like, awesome. Add your keys to it. Has a key ring on it. Add your keys to it. Everything. This one has a little thing, so now you don't have to push the buttons on the elevator and the doors and the dryer and the bathroom and stuff. So you carry this with you, put your keys on it, push it, and it's an accessory and a hand sanitized key pusher or door pusher. So these are things, little products that I sell, and that was how you will market it. Anybody will buy this. I sell for $8. You know, so anybody, price range for this is much cheaper than the price range for my camera candles, but at the end of the day, that people will like the product and they'll buy it, and I target multiple people with different products. So when I'm doing my marketing, I may not target the same people that I targeted for this, but they may go to my website and see it and like it anyway. So you can have a wide range of target markets, but know when your product is selling that that item is for that market, that target, that person, okay? Does that make sense to you guys? If y'all make, if this makes sense to you, give me a star, give me a high five, give me a hands up, give me a woohoo. Anything that you would like to let me know that I am on task and moving well. All right. Whew. So, with that being said, the next part is, and this is where everybody gets hung up. Finding your product, figuring out who your niche client is, figuring out what you're going to sell, that, what your brand name is, all of that stuff right there is super duper easy, okay? That is super easy to do. Super easy to do, okay? So when you're doing that, the hardest part with that is, hold on, I wanna move this one. The hardest part with that is what platform are you going to sell your product on? I'm sorry. I had a little brain fart trying to do multi things here. It's trying to figure out where you're going to sell your product, what platform you're going to sell your product on. Now, there are platforms for days. We can come up with multiple platforms for a long period of time. I'm always a friend of having my own website, doing everything on my own. It's a little more cost efficient. It saves you money. So, but what platform do you build your website on? And how do you do that? And then will it have a shopping cart built in? And will how much are the fees gonna be? What is it gonna cost you? If you're starting off new and you have a product and you've never sold anything online, and they're like $50 a month, then you're like, that means you gotta sell $50 minimum of whatever you're selling per month, which does not sound like a lot, but if you've never sold anything online and don't have a clientele and don't have an audience, that is really hard to do. So you're like outfit, this money is hitting your account, $50, $50, $50, $50 hitting your account. And that's really not the wisest thing to do as you're building your business, okay? So with that being said, with all of that being said, I'm going to list some platforms. I'm going to tell you which ones I like the best, and which ones I recommend to beginners, and which ones I recommend to people who already have a clientele or whatever. So we have Wix. Wix is easy, user-friendly web building software, web building platform that has its own built-in shopping cart. Your price point is about between $18 and $20, $30 a month now. It doesn't give you a lot of flexibility, but they do have some marketing tools in the back. They do have database materials in the back, and they kind of give you a little bit of everything that you need, templates and everything that are fairly user-friendly. If you are just kind of starting and want to build your own website, okay? This Wix platform would be one of the platforms I would use for my DIY people. People who want to do it all themselves, want to build it on themselves. Now, the next one would be GoDaddy's platform, where we can get from a wide range of stuff. You build it yourself. They have a web builder in there that's pretty awesome. They've upgraded it. If you haven't used their web builder, they have made it a lot more user friendly and then a lot more nicer in their product. So using GoDaddy, using their web builder, you can also purchase on there. My next one would be like a WordPress site. You can purchase WordPress, use WooCommerce, build it on. That takes a little bit more technical difficulties, technical skills, just a little, but some people can do it. And you know, if you're not in savvy, then I would stay with like a Wix or a GoDaddy web builder. Then we have Squarespace, which again has online back-end marketing, has different things that you could use to build your marketing up in there, has a database. The monthly cost is about $25 to $30 a month to build using that program. So it's okay. It's not as user-friendly as the Wix or the GoDaddy, but you still can build a website with it. You may need a little bit more technical to it, depending on how fancy you want your site to look. The next one is Amazon. Now, Amazon is an awesome platform for you to use. Their data, you don't get their data. They harbor their data because of privacy issues. So once you buy something on there, you can promote through Amazon product, Amazon interface, but you will never know that person's email personally. They always give you an Amazon email. So now when you're going back and trying to market to that person, that way you'll have to actually put something in the packaging that you're shipping to them, or when you ship all of it to Amazon for them to ship, you have to put something into that packaging so that people can hopefully go to your real website, put their information in, then you can create your own database. But the good part about Amazon is they have a platform with billions of people looking for billions of items at any time of day. It's a worldwide platform that you can sell on anywhere. And make sure that is all about making sure your item is visible, making sure you have it priced correctly so people will buy it. To do that, to sell on Amazon, this is $40 a month, flat rate fee. Then they take fees out if you're doing their drop shipping and everything else. So they take other fees out for that. So that can get a little pricey. Then you can run ads through Amazon to be on their leader page. So that's a whole nother platform and idea that you can run through. Big Cartel. I don't know too much about the pricing on them, but that is another shopping cart platform that you can actually build out your business on. Shopify. Shopify has great resources. They're expensive, kind of sort of to me for a startup, but they have a lot of plugins like ShipStation. They have a lot of drop shipping stations. So if you really want to, if you want to be able to kind of be versatile, they already have a lot of stuff that you can kind of use, affiliate platforms that you can use to create drop shipping and create different things for their programs. So that is kind of the cool part about that. So I'm going to kind of slow down a little bit. This is number four, the item's number four. It's only two more to go, but the other ones are a little bit more in detail. So for anybody who may have just came in or are wondering what we're talking about building your business online, the things you need, the tools that you have to actually build your business online. Like I said, if you want to call in, if you have any questions, I'll answer them. I have two more topics to go through and help you understand that. So, and I also wanted to let you know, guys know about my competition that I am doing. If you would like a free website, make sure you, one, watch this video to the end. And two, make sure you share it, tag, repost, and like this video so that other people can see it and hear about it and know about it. So the person who does that the most will get a free website from me. We'll sit there, we'll build your website, we'll walk it through, and I'll get you a free website. Okay, guys? So hopefully you stay tuned to that, to the end. And all right, we're gonna get into the next phase, is accepting payments. All right, so now, the next part about it is accepting payments. Now, of course, you know, we got PayPal, we got Squarespace, and I'm talking about accepting payments online. I mean, you can always DM people and they cash app you money. Some people will be comfortable with that if they know you and familiar with you, but a lot of people won't. So you have to use something that is secure. People don't want their credit card information being stolen. So you have to use something that is secure, that is, people will actually see the transactions going through, is recognizable. They feel safe with it. My personal opinion is to sign up, especially if you're really serious about having your own business online, or even period, is to sign up for a merchant account. Again, DM me if you have any questions about that. You can sign up for a merchant account. It gives you the better rates. It gives you security. It gives you options where, if somebody wants to do a chargeback and they got the product and they never sent it back, like PayPal and Square will not, the clients are always gonna win. It's not merchant friendly for those platforms. So they're great platforms for you to start off with. Once you have a little bit of a clientele, we switch over to your own merchant account. It gives you opportunity to build your business, you can get credit, you can get loans off of the merchant account from what you make off of that. So merchant account has a lot of privileges. Not Square and PayPal offers those same things, but at the end of the day, they're not there to protect you from clients who may be trying to gyp you, or con artists, or whatever. So you want to make sure that you are safe, and that your accounts are safe, and people have the trust that they want in you, okay? So it's how you accept your payments is extremely important about online businesses, because these people can be contacting you from everywhere, so you just never know. Somebody in Europe wants to send money, you need a way to take money from them, right? And ship them their product. Now, after we've done all of this, we have your nice website set up, we have these great products showing, you want to actually start marketing your product, okay? So I want you to market your product, and right now, the best way to market your product is through your social media. Social media, Facebook, Instagram, are the best ways to touch people that you'll never see, hear, talk to, never ran across at any points of your life. So making sure that you have a good social media page. Now, for people who don't like social media, that may be listening to me on my podcast, those are the people who need to really understand the importance of social media. So, like, with social media, you can build your audience, you can build your tribe, you can find people who like the things that you like, and focus and target those people. You find people who like cats, you find people who like accessories, you find people who like hair products, you find those people who like the products and need the products, and then you target those people, you focus group to those people. You can use hashtags. Hashtags help you find people who like the same things that you do. If you're just starting out, try to use hashtags. It will help you level up to get to a higher range, higher level of clientele. So finding those hashtags are great, getting hashtags. Facebook ads, Facebook, Instagram ads can be so targeted down to people's interests, people likes, what people want to do, little stuff like that. So making sure that your Facebook ads are super duper targeted to those clients are what you need to use to promote your business online. So you gotta make sure that you have, you're targeting the people who like your product, who need your products. You're using hashtags with people. You can use up to, I think it's 29 hashtags, 30 hashtags per post. You need to find 30 hashtags to put on every post that you post, especially if you're on Instagram. Facebook is a little here and there. Twitter is hashtag friendly too. But Facebook, I would suggest you create a group. You find people in other groups that like hair products, that like accessories, that like candles. People, candle lovers, you start promoting, you start talking about different candles. This is kind of like blogging. That would be a great way to actually figure out who people are, people who like what you're saying. If they are paying attention to your blog, I guarantee you they'll probably buy something from you or buy something that your blog is reposting. So using social media, using your website, using all those things to tell, educating that client about your product and what you like and what you have to offer them is the best way to do it. Do lives on your Instagram and on your social media. That's how y'all are in tune with me, is that y'all are watching me on social media. So I am creating listening to me on Blog Talk Radio. I am creating my tribe. I'm creating people who want to follow me, who want to learn from me, who want to grow different kinds of businesses. So those are my target markets in this: small businesses, startups. You know, if you already have a business, maybe you want to revamp your business. I'm the person you want to talk to. Or maybe you have a product and don't know what to do with it. I'm the person who will help you get your product where you can actually see it. So actually creating a product or creating a niche clientele is who you want to. And using social media is your best platform to find those people. If you have a business, finding people who have other businesses so you can help them with whatever you do with their business. So that's kind of, using social media is a great way to expand your business. It's a great way to find clients that you may not walk by every day. And it's free. It's cheap. You can just go on there and do your research. Another way to actually get people to come to your website is blog ads or finding influencers that like what you like or like what you sell. Finding a blog, a person. If you don't really write blogs, maybe find somebody who writes blogs that you like. You go on their page and you ask them how much it will be to advertise your product on their page. Every blog person has different price points. So some people may tell you $1,000. Some people may say $100. Some people may say $50. Some people may say $25. So you just have to find that person that's in your price range, in your budget, to help you get your audience out. And then when you're asking them about, you know, their audience, you need to ask them like who usually, how many people are tuning in, what is your price point, how many people, you know, react to your blog, how many hits you get on your website per day. All of that will affect how much you might want to pay that person. Because if somebody tells me it's $1,000 to run a month to run an ad on their page, right? And they only have 50 people hitting their website a day, I don't know if I want to advertise on them, because to me, that's not enough of people hitting your site per day to get my $1,000 back. So it's kind of difficult to use that amount, you know, making sure you want, if so you're charging $1,000, you need to have 100,000 people on your site during the week, you know what I mean? 1,000 people a day. I think the price, that you charge for your websites or your promotions or your ads are about how many people actually hit your website and hit your business on your website. So that is kind of a great way to market. So this was all synopsis about how to build your business online. This is a outline class, this is an outline version. We will have more videos and more things that we can tune in to once I step in. So we'll go into finding niches. We'll have videos about that. We'll actually have video about how to pick your audience. I'll do a video in the lives about finding products, sourcing products. I'll do a video in live about what platforms to use. Each one of these will actually have another video or soundbite coming into it. But I am super excited right now because my guest, Carlton Wilburn, is about to come on again. He's an American. He's a dancer. An actor, an author, motivational speaker. He was Madonna's lead dancer on a lot of her videos. So Carlton Wilburn is about to go. So we're going to talk about his books and what he's doing in his online business presence. 1 second. Hello. Hello? Hello? Hey, that's what life's about. And that's what life's about, making improvisations, right?
Absolutely, you gotta make it happen as you get there.
Yes, but
to you.
Yes. So everybody, we have Carlton Wilburn on the phone. I hope all my audience can hear you pretty good. So you're a pretty amazing guy.
Well, thank you very much.
You're pretty. Yes. You've done a lot. So you have, I've seen your book and you are a dancer for Madonna and you have a lot of other things going on. So you want to tell everybody about you and then we can go into about like how you built your business?
Sure, yeah. I mean, I am, currently right now I live in Los Angeles, California. I'm originally from Chicago. I've been here for about 31 years, grew up on the South Side, little black boy, one of five. I was the baby of five, or I am the baby of five. I joined a dance company, the premier company of Chicago. It's called Hubbard Street Dance Chicago. Was the premier company, still is. I was their main guy for about 5 years. Then I really started acting. I started getting the acting bug like super early. And so I started taking classes and all of that in Chicago, starred in my first movie before I moved out here. So 1988. So I've been doing all of this since well before then. I started when I was 13 and I'm 56 years old now.
Wow.
So I started that first film. That positioned me for everything that I wanted to do out here in Hollywood, meaning I had tape, I had an acting reel, I took the train out here, got an agent, and within 6 months, I was in George Clinton music video and doing stuff with Paul Abdul and Herb Alpert's video. And then I landed, by the time we got to January of 1990, I had the offer to go on the world with Madonna. And that became the big game changer for me out here. So I was her main guy for two tours, the Blonde Ambition Tour, which became True of the Dare, the documentary. That was a phenom of an experience globally at the time. And then I got invited to go back out to the Girly Show with her at... And around all that, I was still doing all my acting stuff. I had started a bunch of, or got a guest star role in lots of different TV shows, and started working on some other features out here, and then by by the time the Gorilla Show was done in 1993, I put my dancing shoes away, let go of my dance agents, got solid acting agents, and really pushed that whole thing. And so, cut to where I'm at right now, my world is literally a mixed bag of a lot of things. From the acting, I moved into some very high-level hosting events and was doing a CES convention. I was basically doing keynotes for Panasonic with the CEO of Panasonic for the CES convention, which was a big annual electronic show that happens in Vegas every year at the Venetian. And then my books started dropping. I got my first book in 2007. That's the autobiography called Front and Center, How I Learned to Live There. By the time I got to 2009, I was really moving into the life coaching realm. I'd done a lot of classes to groom myself in that way, so then I dropped my life coaching curriculum in workbook format called I Am Empowered, Igniting Freedom, Courage, and Healing. Did individual clients for a while, moved into the event sector. By 2013, cut to, it's 2020, I'm doing all of those things and a little bit more and expanding everything that I do, and I'm super grateful. That's my world.
Oh, wow. That's a nice bio. That's an awesome bio.
I get tired hearing myself say it every time. I'm like, oh my God.
But we love it. We don't know. People don't know. So it's great to have to say your story is what sells you. So coming from being the spoiled baby to a celebrity and making changes. Like, you didn't get stuck in just dancing or acting, or you kind of evolved in the time. Now, my biggest question, like, for you right now is, During this COVID whole pandemic thing, how have you built your business? How have you kept your things going? Because you can't really, there's not too many guest speaking things. There's not, you know, everything now is really online, especially in LA, because y'all are still on super lockdown, right?
We are still on lockdown. Sort of the nature of just kind of how I'm built, I somehow got conditioned early in the game for myself that when I am on the slowdown of one momentum, I sort of have things already in the back burner that I want to build out. So I've known myself, my workbook again, I Am Empowered, Igniting Freedom, Courage, and Healing, that book dropped in 2011. I designed that book knowing that I ultimately wanted it as an online platform.
Okay.
What happened, I took on other projects. I was working in Brazil for a while. I was just doing other things. So what have I done with this COVID time and how I've been able to further position my entrepreneurship? It really has been going into the crevices. And, you know, again, I had the idea that I wanted to take this coaching formula into another medium. So I just started, you know, sort of doing the quiet work as I could. Obviously, COVID and the social issues that have been on us has been something to manage in and of itself. So I think my statement really to the entrepreneur right now in regards to leveraging your business to the next level, I think what's powerful about this time is that it's caused us, as business runners, as entrepreneurs, it forced us to get a little bit humble, and I mean a little bit more human. What I mean by that is, all of us that have been inside the pushing something game for a number of years, we can do that. We can restructure that to some degree. What I've known that's been a missing for myself, being on the executive side to also being on the talent side, is the necessity for, as I say, the human to come into play. So because there's all this quiet time inside of COVID, because everybody's got to do some reinvestigation, I have chosen to go, not just in regards to what's my business going to be when we get to COVID or the other side of it, but who am I going to be as a man running my business? Who am I going to be different as a leader? Because the modality for even the leadership ways, I know, has to look different on the other side, or at least I take the responsibility to contribute to the change. be on the other side. So I think that's, you know, sort of my beginning answer to your question. I look for it more intricately, not just in how I'm doing my business, but how do I be more human as I'm doing my business?
Right.
And let the pieces come together.
Right. And that is so awesome. I'm in the process of finishing up my book now. It's a motivational book that I'm launching hopefully October 12th, where everything will be finished. It'll be on Amazon. But like, I love the,
congratulations.
Thank you. I love the whole motivational speaking, the whole, you know, empowerment, because, but regardless to what me teaching you how to build a business online or do anything of that nature, having that mindset and that mentality and understanding your problems and your faults or your weaknesses as human beings or as people, that is a bigger issue than building a freaking business online. Getting off subject, but...
No, but you're not getting off subject, because what I know right now in regards to being a most effective modern-day business runner is you've got to have the capacity to be acceptable to the human and the regular everyday person.
Right.
The person of being an entrepreneur and being above everybody and they're somewhere else can't really fly. So I think the holistic understanding right now is critical. There's business models that we can reshape and reposition and all of that, which to me is the easier stuff. The trickier stuff is what we're talking about right now. So
right.
What that looks like for me, you know, I'm so grateful that my journey has been what my journey has been, because I know that it has made me really ripe for being the voice of reason, the voice of sanity, the voice of hope, the voice of possibilities, which is what so many people are missing right now. The level of anxiety and doubt and fear and dread. I was talking to my agent earlier today. Two of my agents and I had lunch with another client, and we were just going on about, you know, the importance of changing the collective narrative, because the collective narrative, especially for business owners, what I have to do, what I have a responsibility to for my business and for the serving that my business is about, is keeping people in faith and keeping people in the levity of life, not in the gravity of life. It doesn't serve to keep speaking about all the issues and what we know is a problem. What makes a business owner the best that they can be is that you are constantly in the mode of solution. So to me, I've got to be working the solution game on the daily 24/7 conversation, not just when I get to my business model. And then
right.
On the street and talking to mama and daddy and my cousins, I'm moaning and complaining at the same level that they are.
Exactly.
That's what we got to clean it up. So that's what I'm doing at this time right now.
Exactly. So my time is running out on my podcast. I enjoyed having you on. I would like to continue this conversation maybe another time, a little later. And you can come back so we can give you your full time on here. But I appreciate, this is Carlton Wilburn. He came on again. He is an actor, dancer, motivational speaker, author. Just sounds like.
Let me get the drop. Yeah, and let me at least get the drop for the work that I am doing, which launches on Monday, September 29th. It is the signature program to my online course called Fierce Alchemist 1.0. It's an 8-week coaching program. You'll get me once a week. We're going to do a deep dive to help you, the person, get unstuck from what you cannot move or cannot see. That's my work. Fierce Alchemist 1.0. September 29th, get signed up.
Yeah, so Fierce Alpha 1.0, if you send me that link, I'll post it on social media and post it in this blog. But I really appreciate you coming on, and thank you very much for being a part of my podcast, the I Am Unique Right podcast. It's on Blog Talk and Facebook and Instagram family. Okay?
Thank you so much. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Godspeed.
Bye. So, guys, I hope y'all could have heard that. I've lost people on the blog talk, but it is okay. I have my Instagram and my Facebook family. I have a couple questions over here. Somebody asked me if I rent Studio U out. Yes. If you would like to rent my studio, this is the place, photo shoots. I have a bedroom you can rent out. Full kitchen for you to do videos. We have the whole lights, cameras, back watches, everything that you need. So yes, if you would like to rent this space out at any point in time, let me know. It is not how you hear me. It's not noise proof. But depending on what time of day you come through, that level of noise you'll get. So, but it's a great place to film and it's a great place to show. So for that people who are on Instagram, and you know, that's great. For my blog talkers, they're not listening to me anymore. So I'm happy to thank you everybody for joining. Please like, share, repost, let people know about this. We're gonna break this down. We had a great guest, Carlton Wilburn. He's gonna come up. The next video we're going to do is how to market your business during a pandemic. So what you need to do, how you can market your business, how you can get your business online, making sure it's online so that people can operate. Remember, Christmas is coming up, guys, so start focusing on what y'all are going to do, what y'all want to do for Christmas and the holidays, and market to those people out there. And make sure y'all check out Carlton Wilburn's website. Hit him on Instagram. Hit him on Instagram so that you can talk to him. Sign up for his class that he has out now. Make sure you follow him on his Instagram page. It is, let me pull it up. Carlton Wilburn. One second. I just had it. Give me one second, guys. Make sure y'all follow him on Instagram. Hold on. I'm almost there. See you. Should have had this in my notes, huh? I thought I did. I didn't write it down. Oh, what is it? Oh, there it is. It is Carlton Wilburn Rising on Instagram. Please follow him, like him, repost everything he has to say. Carlton Wilburn Rising. Wilburn Rising. RISING. So make sure y'all follow him on Instagram and like, repost, and make sure y'all join his. If you have issues with what you're learning, what you need to fight for, how do you need to defend yourself from the crazy, and you hit him up. All right. So talk to you guys later, and enjoy the night. Goodbye.